Good morning. This is Emotions What the Fuck with your girl Miranda. I just want to take a moment to say that I love you and appreciate everyone who comes on here and gives a listen to the podcast. I know I'm trying to get back on a regular schedule, kind of make it a little bit more, you know, routine. But I also want to say thank you to this amazing app that I use that helps me with all of my podcasts. It's called Anchor. You can record your own podcast. You can edit, design exactly what you like everyone to listen to. You can also listen to another millions of podcasts and learn from them and see how they do their style and find your style. But they have tons of options as far as music, editing styles, and even like a introduction to podcasts. So give Anchor a chance, either download it to listen to your favorite podcast or give it a try and see if you want to get into the podcast game. Here is a new episode. Have a great day, guys. So I'm sitting here doing my makeup, getting ready, and I felt like this would be a good time to record for a new episode. I don't really know what the title is gonna be, but I kind of know how I feel, I just have some feelings right now that I want to speak on. I've talked about this before in my bitter bitch episode. I have a lot of issues when it comes to my mom and my abandonment. It's hard. I'm 25 years old and I still struggle with like my mom and like my relationship with her, and like it's always a constant battle of like, do I want her in my life like a normal mom, or do I keep her at a distance? And it's hard because I want to have my mom around like a normal mom, but I've never really had her around like a normal mom. I mean, yeah, like we lived together and I had her in my life. She was around a good portion. But if you know me personally, you know that I'm like super close to my grandmother. And like that's who my mom was. Like I remember being a lot with her and Aunt Debbie. And I just grew up having that super close connection with her and not my mom. And now that my nana's gone, I feel like I need to have that relationship with her so that my kids can have what I had with my mom. But I mean, I feel like I have these false expectations that I put on my mom, and it's not fair. But at the same time, it's like, it's hard not to. It's because it's what I was used to. I mean, I know they're different people, but yeah, I don't know. It's weird. And this is why I get scared to do my podcast sometimes, because I feel like I'm rambling a lot. But that's just how my mind works sometimes. Like, I just have to speak on all of this, get it out, so I don't have it in me and it doesn't turn into anger. Because for some reason, the way I channel things is anger. Like, I get really mad and I get really passive-aggressive. And I just turn into this, like, angry person. Not even gonna lie, I turn into a bitch. Like, I wouldn't even want to be around me. Like, it's stupid and it's unnecessary, but like it's me being hurt and not knowing how to express the fact that I'm hurt, how to say that I'm hurt. Because sometimes I don't feel like I have validation to be hurt the way I'm hurt. I don't know, I question everything all the time. Question it all. And like with borderline personality disorder, it's really weird because I feel like in the moment, I feel like I'm 100% right and I'm going off on my tangent. And part of it's right, but then when I've calmed down and the situation's died down, I think about it and I'm like, shit, was I right? Like, I know I felt so strongly and I still feel strongly the way that I feel, but like, did I necessarily handle that right, or was I truly in the right about that? It's really weird. I struggle. I told my mom, I was like, I struggle with black and white thinking. That's how my thinking is. It's very black and white. And sometimes it's hard for me to see the gray. And there's a lot of gray in this world. There's a lot of colors. But for me, it's either black or white. And it's hard. It's hard for me to, if I have a strong emotion towards someone, if I'm hurt by someone, or I'm angry with them or something, it's hard for me to be around them until I, like, dealt with those emotions. Because, like, if I'm around you and I'm upset with you, you're going to feel, like, my anger. Because I know I put off very strong vibes. And in the moment, I feel like I'm right, but I know that that's not fair to everyone, and that's not okay. But that's just what happens when I'm mad. And, like, right now, what I'm going through with my mom and I'm struggling with is, like, how do I keep a relationship with her while she's dealing with her situation? Because at the end, ultimately, her situation does affect our relationship, and I feel like she knows that, and it just makes me sad that she's still considering this one specific thing. It's like, Mom, I love you. You deserve so much better. And I told her, I texted her, I was like, I feel like a child who's begging for your attention again. And that, like, that's how it was, I felt like, when I was little, because I stayed with my Nana, I lived with my bio dad, and, like, when I did live with my mom, I feel like I was just angry at her. And I feel like I've always been fighting with my mom. Like, ever since I was little, it's just been, like, a battle against me and her. And it sucks because, like, I see how close she is with my sister. And I want that, you know what I mean? I want that with my mom because it's my mom. But I feel like, because I was so close with my grandma, I built that relationship with her and not my mom. And I feel like it might be too late. I don't know. Because I'm like, I don't know. My sister, she's stronger than me in that sense where she can just be around my mom and still, like, have a good time with her and not dwell on the fact that my mom has this decision to make and be okay while she's, you know, thinking about it and mulling it over. And me, I'm like, I don't even know if I want to be around you until you make your decision, because it's like, do I want to put myself through that emotional stress? And I don't, because at the end of the day, it's not my life, it's her life. And, like, I want her to be happy, but the things that she's choosing, I know will not make her happy in the end. And I'm not a fortune teller, I don't see the future, and I know I can't be, like, super cocky and be like, I know everything. But watching my mom go through her situation the past few years, actually, things have only just gotten worse. And I just wish my mom would understand that I am on her side, we are on her side, and we just want her to be happy. And I just want her to be happy, and I just want to have, like, a normal relationship with her. But it's just weird. It's just weird. But, you know, I do have my two stepmoms, with some, I'm super thankful for both of them. Like, I love my stepmoms. And that's why I feel like shit sometimes, because I'm like, why am I struggling so hard to have a relationship with my mom? Because I do have my other stepmoms. But it's like, I think I just have, like, this internal guilt that if my mom and I don't have the relationship that, I don't know, if we don't have, like, a relationship, I feel like it totally ends up on me. Because my mom's always going to want a relationship with me no matter what. Like, of course, she's going to, like, want to be in my life. But it's, like, up to me to choose how much she's in my life, I guess. And it's really hard because I wish she could be in my life the way that I want her to be. But I don't think I can. Because the person she wants to be with, you know, at the end of the day, the person she wants to be with is just not someone who I think is right for her or my family, like my siblings or my brother, or my sister, or me.
or, you know, at the end of the day, to my mom in general, like, it's her relationship. And it sucks. I always say that. It sucks. Yeah, it's life, dude. Get the fuck over it. But talking about it makes me feel better. It really does. It makes me feel like I get it off my chest. And it makes me feel like, well, I've talked about it, I can move on. And maybe I can get, like, input from other people. And maybe see it from another side. You know what I mean? Like, I've been struggling with what I want from this podcast, and I've talked about it before. I don't know how to structure it. This is totally new to me. Like, I love listening to podcasts and everything, but, like, doing it on your own is so weird. It's like, there's so many ways to go about it, and there's so many things to think about, and I just didn't think about that, I guess. And I was just like, oh, well, I just want to record how I feel. But I'm glad I'm getting back to it, because I realized how much, like, this helped me, you know, feel better. And I also get, like, insecure and embarrassed, because it's like, I feel like people are gonna, like, make fun of me or, like, talk shit. But it's like, at the end of the day, this is my situation, and if you relate to it, you relate to it. If you don't, you don't, you know? Okay. Getting somewhere with this makeup, but not very far. Yeah. It's just weird, I guess. And like I said, with my sister, she's really strong with this. Like, I wish I could be like her, where, you know, this doesn't, I mean, it affects her, but I feel like she doesn't let it affect her to the point where, like, she still wants to go hang out with my mom and, like, talks to my mom every day. Whereas, like, me, I'm like, I'm uncomfortable. Like, I'm scared. Because that relationship already, like, caused a lot of damage to mine and her relationship, and I feel like that's only gonna it's only gonna cause more issues between me and her. I just feel like she's gonna focus all of her time and energy on trying to fix her marriage, and are gonna go on the back burner, like, and then we, as in her kids. And there's a lot going on, like, and there always is. My little brother is in rehab right now, and he needs his parents, he needs my family by his side. And it sucks, because I feel like now she's torn. And I feel like her focus is gonna slip. And I don't mean to be an asshole. Like, I don't mean to say that, like, she doesn't care about her kids and, like, instantly it's gonna be all about her marriage. But it's kind of happened before. And maybe it hasn't. And to me, it seems that way. But I feel like it has. Like, my mom and I completely stopped talking because of her relationship. Because I don't like the way that her spouse treats her. I don't like the way... I just don't like the way he does things. And my mom deserves it better. And it's hard, you know, like, telling yourself, like, hey, it's your mom. She's an adult. Let her live her life. You know what I mean? Because, like, I get it. I'm 25 years old, and I don't need my mom telling me what the fuck to do. But I also appreciate her advice and her input, and I definitely take her feelings into consideration, and I take the actions and the consequences for my actions into consideration too. And, you know, sometimes I do base my actions off of, you know, what's gonna be best for everyone, not just me. And sometimes I don't, and that's okay, but it's just a really shitty situation, because, like, it shouldn't have to be this way. It shouldn't be me and my siblings or her marriage. It really shouldn't be that way, but unfortunately it is, and I feel really bad. But I'm not gonna just sit back and let somebody walk all over my mom in front of me. Like, if you want that, I will love you from a distance, as hard as it is, but I can't be around that. I refuse. And like I said, it's my mom doesn't deserve it, my siblings don't deserve it, and I don't deserve it, and like any future family that I have will, yeah, no. But yeah, it's like what I've been struggling with right now is like, my brother's been gone and it's really hard. Like, him being in Prescott and rehab's really, really weird. I'm used to like him being at my dad's house all the time, so like when I go to my dad's, he's not there and it's weird. It's quiet and it's weird. But I hope he's getting the help he needs, and I hope my mom realizes she deserves so much better. And like, I want to know, you guys, I want to know, whoever's listening, and I appreciate you listening, I just want to know, like, do you have someone at a healthy distance that you can't always have in your life? Is it a family member? Is it a friend? Is it a parent? I want to know how other people deal with this stuff too. Like I said in my last one, I know I'm not the only one who sits on their floor and just contemplates life. Like, we all fucking do it, and you're not alone. I know I'm not alone, as much as it feels like I am sometimes, I'm not. And I just want you guys to know that you aren't either. But let me know your coping mechanisms, because, you know, your girl's struggling over here. And we're gonna get through it. Alright, guys, happy Friday. Talk to you later.